nuclear power plant attacked. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In southeastern Ukraine overnight, President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian tanks fired on the plant, setting part of it on fire.
That fire has been extinguished. There is no damage to the six reactors. Now, this nuclear power plant is not just the biggest in Ukraine. It's the biggest in Europe. It's one of the top 10 largest in the world.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. President Zelensky does not believe it was an accident.
Russian propaganda had warned in the past to cover the world in nuclear ash. Now this isn't just a warning. This is real.
Russian forces now reported to be in control of that plant. Secretary of State Antony Blinken starting a week of meetings with NATO allies in Brussels this morning to discuss defense strategies and more sanctions. The U.S. still buying about 650,000 barrels of Russian oil every day. The White House not planning on stopping it because Press Secretary Jen Psaki says
that would raise prices at the gas pump for the American people.
A bipartisan bill's been introduced in the Senate to make Russian oil imports illegal. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, one of 18 of the bill's co-sponsors.
There is a moral obligation here. I don't want U.S. dollars to be funding this carnage in Ukraine led by Putin.
Pump prices climbing quickly. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas yesterday, nearly $3.73. Crude oil trading about $109 a barrel. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the quickest way to end the Russian invasion would be
for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country a great service and the world a great service.
Senator Graham on Fox's Hannity, an expatriate Russian businessman, has put a $1 million bounty on Putin's arrest. Powerful bomb has exploded in a Shiite Muslim mosque in Peshawar, Pakistan, killing more than 30 people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Labor Department releasing the February jobs report in a few hours from now. Economists forecasting 440,000 new jobs were added last month. Some would say just when it's needed. Today is the World Day of Prayer.
Prepared by England, Wales, and Northern Ireland with the theme, I Know the Plans I Have for You, based on the letter from the prophet Jeremiah to the survivors carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. People across the globe are encouraged to reflect on the changes and challenges faced by these countries as they've evolved independently and collectively over hundreds of years. World Day of Prayer, an inter-church event established in the 1920s with a theme prepared by a different country each year in efforts to bridge social, geographic, and political barriers. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis expected to sign as early as today a bill passed by state lawmakers to ban most abortions in the state 15 weeks into a pregnancy. It's just months ahead of a Supreme Court decision on a similar law in Mississippi. A task force of the major automakers and the United Auto Workers Union agreeing to drop the mask mandates in union auto plants in the U.S. where the risk of corona infection is low. Reps from the Major League Baseball Players Union and team owners meeting again yesterday.
MLB Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem and Players Association attorney Bruce Meyer served as lead negotiators Thursday during an informal meeting to resume talks amid baseball's work stoppage. MLBPA attorney Ian Penny and league senior vice president Morgan Sword also took part in the conversation, lasting around 90 minutes and covering the core issues that led Major League Baseball to cancel the first week of regular season games on Tuesday. The goal remains getting a new collective bargaining agreement in place to avoid more cancellations, but there is a great deal of contention regarding revenue sharing and the competitive balance tax before a new CBA NBA can be locked in. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.